Hey guys, just a quick warning. When we recorded this, there's some weird stuff going on the first like 10 minutes. I think it might happen somewhat throughout the episode. It's like a really wobbly sound. We think we figured it out, so hopefully we get it fixed for next episode, but please enjoy the parts that aren't effed up on this episode, because it's actually a pretty funny one. So enjoy it, and we love you. Ha ha ha.
Ride or die, remember?
Two chains! Yeah! The
You like that movie? You like all those movies?
I didn't like
that. Alright, so, hello, welcome to Jake and Silent Ed.
It's kind of weird.
We'll strike back.
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
Jake and Silent Ed, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right, me?
It's kind of weird because Ed's not Silent Ed, so I don't know why we call it that. That would be like a shitty podcast if one dude was a silent the whole time. So that was like a Fast and Furious 7,
shit movie.
It was a Fast and Furious 6 song, and we did it in honor of Mr. Brian O'Connor, Paul Walker. You know, he was in some good movies, he was in some bad movies, but, you know, he died with one of his friends, I guess, in a Porsche yesterday. They're driving too fast, and, you know, he lives life a quarter mile at a time, but then he just lost control and hit a tree.
It's too fast, too furious.
The car.
There's too many jokes.
Too serious. It's
it's hard not to make a joke.
Well, you know, we're a comedy podcast, we make jokes.
This is too fast, too furious. I guess death with a face. All he wanted was a tuna sandwich.
His next movie's gonna be Drive Angry 2. Like, he's just gonna drive a tuner out of hell, like Nicolas Cage did.
He had an appointment.
Yeah.
He had to get to the sandwich shop.
He had to go visit Letty at the sandwich shop.
Hey.
Jordana Brewster, he wanted that tuna sandwich.
He crashed because his friend was in his face.
Hey, I'm in your face.
I'm in your face.
Oh my god. Anyways, so that happened.
Yeah, I didn't even know that happened. I like woke up and Shannon said, "Did you tell mom?" I'm like, "Tell mom what?" She said, "Paul Walker died." Why would I tell her that? I don't keep up with Paul Walker.
Yeah, it was like, someone told me a word that, hey, Paul Walker died. And it's like, it didn't register who the hell Paul Walker was for a second. And then I was like, oh snap, that's Fast and Furious guy. And my first thought, like, I don't know the guy personally, but so don't hate me that my first thought was like, what the hell are you gonna do for Fast and Furious 7? It's like, he's not like my best friend. Like, someone really close to me died 2 weeks ago, you know? So it's like, I know how to handle someone close to me dying, or someone I don't know. I'm just like, okay, you know, it's not as sad as one of my friends dying, you know. So everybody needs to calm down with the crying and whatnot, you know. Like, these are a few good movies, I guess.
Keep Walker, man.
Me and Eddie are gonna go through the list, starting in 1998, and we're gonna rate these movies.
The year I was born.
I don't think I've seen any, most of them.
I haven't seen most.
Alright, Eddie, have you seen Meet the Deedles?
No.
Me either, so we'll just rate that as a zero, considering the name is Meet the Deedles. 1998 Pleasantville, that's a good movie. Skip Ryan, he played the douchebag guy, right? That's pretty good. Oh, Varsity Blues, that's pretty good. He's not strong.
Yeah.
It's a good start on career. She's all that.
Oh, yeah. Shitty.
Yeah, he was a really Paul Walker in that movie. Paul Walkering it up.
Too fast.
He was uncredited in Broken Down Palace. Something like that, count that. The Skulls, and then we went up to Secret Society. I give that movie probably about a 7 out of 10. It's a decent movie.
2 out of 8.
I give it a 7 out of 10. You give it a 2 out of 8. Alright, this is where I'm going to pick it up a little bit. The Fast and the Furious.
Give it like a
2 out of 8. I can give it like an 8.5 out of 10. And I'm going to drop my Skulls rating down to like a 5.5 out of 10. Because I realized how little room I gave myself to go up. So Fast and Furious is like 8.5 out of 10. A really good movie. I'm really in cars and whatnot, you know. So I saw the movie in the theaters with my pops. And my little brother's name, Jesse James, came from that movie.
That was the most random scene. Some Chinese, all these Asian dudes just roll up on motorbikes, fucking motorbikes, yeah. Just start shooting the place.
Joyride.
Yeah, the movie's pretty shitty.
I give it like a 5 out of 10.
Give it a fucking 1 out of 5.
Eddie just changes his rating system. He don't care.
Go to Adam Sessler scoring.
Too Fast, Too Furious. That was worse than The Fast and the Furious, so I would give it a 5 out of 10.
I'd give it a 3 out of 5, because there was Tyrese in it. So it was just funny that he had a black friend.
Do you like Luda?
No. And they were in Barstow at one point.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I was like, hey, I know that place.
I love how the highest rating Eddie's given someone one of these movies so far is Too Fast, Too Furious.
It's because it was a black guy.
Timeline, I've never seen it.
I think I have.
What did you give it?
1 out of 8.
Okay, Noel, I've never seen it.
Nope.
Into the Blue, I saw that. I give that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. I give that like a 4 out of 9.
What is that one?
It's
the shark one, right?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, that's Into the Deep.
Into the Blue. Oh, no, the shark one's Deep Blue Sea. They find, like, gold or something, and they're, like, trying to... A group of divers find themselves in deep trouble with a drug lord after they come upon the illicit cargo of a sunken airplane.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that.
Just by that, I'd give it, like, a 4 out of 10.
Like a 1 out of 8.
Running Scared. That was a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give that one probably 8 out of 10.
Give it 4 out of 8.
8 below, that gets 8 below 0.
Give that 1 out of 5.
That's higher than what I give it. Flags of Our Fathers, I don't think I've seen that.
Never seen it.
I've seen this next one, though. The Death and Life of Bobby Z. It's pretty dumb.
Never seen it. Heard of it.
He's supposed to be like this guy that's Bobby Z, and then like he looks nothing like him, but everybody's fooled by it.
Hey, Bobby Z.
So I'd give that movie probably like a 3 out of 10.
By the name, I give it like 3 out of 8.
The Lazarus Project. Never seen it.
Heard of it. I never watched it.
Fast and Furious, the 4th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise.
Give it like.
I give that probably a 7 out of 10. Takers.
I give that.
It has T.I. in it, bro. It has T.I.
I give that about a negative.
It has Chris Brown.
Alright, I got it.
It has Darth Vader.
I'll give it a negative 2 out of 8.
It has Idris Elba.
Alright, it's a negative 2 out of a positive 8.
Idris Elba.
Fuck that movie.
But Idris Elba.
Yeah.
He gets like 2 points.
He doesn't save it.
He gets like 2 points.
So what is it, 0 out of 8?
Yeah. I'd give it probably like a four out of ten.
I give it...
Because that movie came out around the same time The Town came out, and it's like...
Yeah. They couldn't compete with shit. The Town was still good.
Yeah, they're like, oh, here's our black version of The Town with half white guys.
Yeah, negative 2 out of 8, because Hayden Christensen was in it.
It had Matt Dillon in it.
He can't act either. No, okay. Like half those guys. The only guy who could act in the movie was Idris Elba.
He's so good.
He's good. Luther's tight as fuck.
2011, Fast 5.
Give that about 1 out of 8.
Come on, you told me you liked that movie. I could have sworn at one point in your life you said you liked that.
I never said I did.
Okay, well that I give.
Is that the one when they're like, is that the one with The Rock?
When they're in Rio, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
Dude, The Rock adds at least 4 points.
You guys are the ones who are like, dude, The Rock is tight as fuck,
just
man.
The fact that it's The Rock being as like...
I wanted The Rock to be Vin Diesel up so much.
No, just because it's The Rock being like so The Rock, it's awesome.
That's when The Rock, everyone was just like, dude, Rock, man, he's coming back.
He brings everything back, dude. I'd watch anything with The Rock in it, man.
Yeah, we saw Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain is amazing.
You didn't like there it? Were some funny parts, but it didn't save the movie. Michael okay. Bay can't do movies well.
I'll give Fast Five.
That's why Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is going to be
a
shit.
7.5 out of 10. Vehicle 19, never seen it.
Nope.
Hours, I heard that it was like an indie movie, never seen it. The trailer looks kind of eh. It's like...
2 out of 8.
He has an infant baby and he's trying to save it.
2 out of 8.
Yeah, he's trying to save a kid. Fast and Furious 6. The 6th installment of the Fast and Furious
series. Did that shit come out?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It was the one where they're in London.
I didn't watch it.
Okay. It was good.
So I give it about 1 out of 8.
I give it an 8 out of 10, Fast and Furious 6.
I'll give it a 1.5
out of 8. Pawn Shop Chronicles, he played Raw Dog.
Nah, I can't. R Dog.
Paul Walker, what are you doing?
R Dog.
How can you play Raw Dog?
But I'll give Fast and Furious 6 about a 2 out of 8.
That's a good rating.
Due to the fact that I didn't have to watch it, so I don't really know how shitty it is, so I'll just give it 2 out of 8.
Alrighty. So that's our rating Paul Walker's movies segment.
Relatively low on my end.
It was a little scattered on my end.
No, mine was really scattered.
I really like the Fast and Furious movies, as you can tell. So
I use 2 different rating systems.
Yeah, I use at least 3.
Yeah, I went into negatives at one point.
So, Eddie, what you been up to lately, man?
I've been reading. Oh, I put out a lot of videos throughout the week.
Oh, why don't you tell them where they can find those videos?
You can go watch those videos at youtube.com/user/treeking3, I believe. Or kingtree3. Treeking3. That's it.
Okay, so tell them exactly where it is now.
youtube.com/user/treeking3. That's where it is. I play video games.
And you talk about it, right?
Yeah, and I commentate over it. I think I've had some pretty funny jokes that only I get, really. Just a lot of references only I get within songs. I say a lot of song references, and then I sing a lot just because I don't know what to do. But I'm almost done with this one game from after the start of the revamp, so yeah. I've been listening to a lot of jazz, a lot of R&B,
a lot of funk. And he's pretty cultured. Like, nobody really knows this, but...
Been listening to a lot of Marvin Gaye, a lot of Al Green, a lot of Barry White. Just a lot of bad, bad, not good. Fucking, now, just getting into a bunch of rap shit I missed out on. Listening to some Action Bronson and Alchemist collab. Listening to Ghostface Kill and Adrian Young collab. Yeah, that's what it's like. Then I've been reading Deadpool.
Yeah, what's going on with Deadpool, man?
It's I'm reading from the start of his classics, so from like 97, and because once you think Deadpool, you think this fucking wacky fun character, and you're like, it's true that he's really, it's fun and it has comedy in it.
Yeah.
But it's really dark.
Oh yeah. Well,
it's really but it's not. It's just depressing.
Yeah.
It's a satire, really. It's really fucking dark. Like the first story arc is him. He gets his finger cut off by the Taskmaster, and he gets a hand sent to him. And he goes to Siren from the X-Force because he likes her. And then he says he wanted her to come with him to kill her uncle. And they go, and it's, they go to where this GPS told him to go. And he went in the house, the person who owned the house and lived there was Dr. Kilbrew, who was one of the main scientists who worked on him in Project X. And so he was going to kill him, but Siren talked him out of it, and he let him talk, and the doctor said that Deadpool was dying slowly, so the only way he could really save himself is to go get blood from the Hulk after all of the fucking shit that happened with, I don't remember, but it was like, well, it was one of the biggest, one of the bigger Marvel story arcs.
The Civil War?
Not the Civil War. And then he goes to this island Hulk's at, and then it's, he gets blood, but then it's kind of really, then it's really depressing, because no one's really there for the Hulk. He's just alone on this island. And then he injects the blood in Deadpool, and then the next issue, he's going to kill Dr. Killbrew. And then Siren talks him out of it, and he doesn't kill her. And then, like, the last panels are him and Siren talking about being in a relationship that they can't be in because they're too busy.
Dope.
Yeah, you don't really expect to see Deadpool like that.
Yeah, like, a lot of his earlier story arcs are... Like, the later ones are really just wacky and break the fourth wall and just like, look, I'm Deadpool and you're reading comic book. Hey, hey, buddy, how you doing? You know, shit like that. And then, like, he had, like, Marvel, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe is really wacky and crazy like that. Where he just kills everybody.
Yeah.
And, but the original ones are really, like, dark and just violent and shit like that.
Yeah, Joe Kelly. It's funny. It has funny things in it. I find myself laughing.
Yeah,
at least
like.
Once an issue.
Yeah, they're always pretty funny. I've been reading a lot of like back catalog of like just different Batmans and like different universes. Like I just started The Blackest Night, which is if Bruce Wayne got the Green Lantern ring instead of Hal Jordan, and he basically like a Batman Green Lantern, so it's pretty cool. And like his first thing is he goes, and then there's like the Joker doing the Red Hood thing at the Ace Chemical plant and stuff. So that's pretty cool. But I just finished like The Killing Joke again. I read it when I was younger.
Barbara Gordon becomes Oracle.
Yeah, like I read it when I was younger. I didn't really like realize how dark and gritty it was. Like when they have a.
It's all Alan Moore writes.
Yeah, they had a. Commissioner Gordon all tied up on like that train of terrors or whatever, and they're showing pictures of his daughter naked, all shot and like on the floor, and she's just bleeding out and stuff, and he's just going crazy and everything, like stuff like that. Like when I was a kid, I was just reading him. Oh, the Joker's crazy. He's got Commissioner Gordon, and then now I'm reading it. I'm like, dude, the Joker's a freak, dude.
Yeah.
So like, that's a really good issue, cause like. I like how at the end when the Joker, he just tells that joke and then they start laughing and then like you kind of realize how crazy Batman really is too. Like he's like, oh, Batman's not all there, you know.
Batman's crazy. He's a millionaire who dresses
like a bat.
Yeah.
And goes out and stops crime.
But I have this other comic I'm gonna read. It's part of the What If Marvel series from a while back. And it's the weirdest shit in the world. It's one of the only ones I have, because I only have Deadpool appearances, is what if Storm got the same powers as Phoenix? And it's this weird story arc about Storm having the same powers as Phoenix, and all these other people from different universes just come in. At one point, Batman's in there for no reason.
Yeah.
He's in a Marvel comic. It's weird as fuck. It's like it has Aztec storylines in it. It's weird.
Marvel has a lot of weird stuff like that.
They have a big weird universe.
Like they have a Marvel Zombies that I read. That was pretty dope. I'm also reading like the new 52 Nightwing, which is pretty good. Like I'm about halfway through the issues they have right now, where Dick Grayson. Stops being Batman finally because Bruce Wayne comes back from the dead.
It's like, get the fuck out.
Well, because everybody thought Bruce Wayne was dead, so Dick Grayson took up the cowl and was Batman. But then this new 52 Nightwing is right after that when Bruce Wayne comes back.
He's like, get the fuck out of my suit.
So yeah, and then so he's goes back to being Nightwing, and then Haley Circus, like he has to go there. I forget. I think like Mr. Haley was like in trouble. And then it turns out this dude like that try to kill Dick Grayson, kills Haley, Mr. Haley, and Mr. Haley leaves the circus to Nightwing.
Gee willikey, Mr. Haley, are you alright?
Well, he's a man now. He's not a little kid anymore. He's not Robin. He's Nightwing.
Imagine he still talks like that. Like, gee willikers. Yeah.
So Mr. Haley leaves the circus to Dick Grayson. Everybody's all like bitter at him, but he only takes it so he can figure out who killed him. And then so right now he's just like balancing that with being Nightwing. And then Batgirl just came in for one issue, and they went and fought some crime together, and turns out they got a little thing going on. But yeah, like him,
that's like incest, kind of, because they're both the bat.
Yeah, but they're not related at all.
No, it still counts.
It still counts.
It's kind of weird.
And then so I was reading that. That's pretty good stuff. What else was I reading? I think that's all I was reading for now. Just reading some old Batman stuff, you know?
Yeah. I have to catch up on The Walking Dead. Fell behind on that.
It's pretty good, dude. Like,
not this, the show, but the comics.
No, dude, this season's good.
Fuck it. I'm not gonna watch it.
You're gay.
I gotta catch up on Doctor Who.
I gotta catch up on Doctor Who, yeah.
I gotta catch up on this comic I read called Morning Glories. Pretty sure it's still going.
What's it about?
It's really good. It's about these kids go to this like strange school called, really, I believe it is called just Morning Glories, the school. Probably yeah. Not. I don't remember. But they go there, and it's right when they get in there, it's really just kind of, it's just this weird feel because they all were asleep driving to the place, kind of like they all got knocked out.
Yeah.
And I think the first class they had, it was really just weird and strange. And then they always showed this. The end of the first issue is the weirdest shit in the world. It's this girl trying to escape, and she goes down to the basement, and this guy's following her, trying to help her, and they go, and she stops, and he says, "Oh, what's wrong?" And then they look, and it pans. The panel shows what's in front of him. It's just this like dude, this weird dude, and he just looks at him, and they're like this white shit goes into their mouth and eyes, and they just start bleeding from all their orifices, and then just die. And then that's the first issue, and then shit just gets crazier because it's just a crazy fucking school. At one point, they submerge in the entire classroom full of all the characters in it. They submerge the entire classroom in water.
What?
And so they're all drowning, and they have to figure out a way to stop drowning.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's wild. There's a bunch of weird shit in that comic, but it's good.
I'm gonna check it out.
It's really good.
But, I'm gonna start reading a lot of, the newer stuff that, there's, a Year Zero that's pretty dope. It's basically what's going on. Everybody's basically origin story.
Yeah.
So Batman's was pretty cool. They had one for Commissioner Gordon and Poison Ivy, and I guess they just had one for Jason Todd and how he becomes Red, his origin story. But I don't know exactly if it, I think it goes all the way back to before he was Robin.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
You gotta read Deadpool.
Deadpool.
They revamped it recently.
Yeah, what's his name is doing it.
The comedian's writing it, right?
Yeah, it's the guy we saw in Hollywood that time when we went to the Red State.
Oh, the guy in the Sarah Silverman show.
Yeah,
he's writing it.
Yeah, let me look it up right now because
I heard they had it's good so far. I didn't hear anything bad about it.
Because he has something on.
I know he writes comics, but. I didn't know he was writing Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool writer, comedian.
But, I was reading...
Yeah, Brian Posehn.
Yeah, that guy's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. He's doing a really good job. I like him so far.
But,
I read a few issues of his.
I was reading Deadpool from the classics, mm-hmm. which is Joe Kelly era. And I'm reading issue, six, and there's one... I love all the covers of Deadpool, because they're all just... They kind of just tell you the story, yeah. Up front. And there is a the cover of this one is like this just doesn't make sense because it just shows Deadpool fighting this character named the Fang, and it just says Deadpool, and then it says in the bottom right and right under it says, because no one wanted it, the return of the Fang. And I'm just, who the fuck is the Fang? And then there's one point where Deadpool meets her, and they start fighting, and she says, I'm the Fang. And then they always have these little bubbles that say whatever the fuck, like if what issue it was from in the series or where you can find it. And it says, do you guys remember the Fang from Captain America 139? Neither do we. So they just added this random-ass character in for one issue that not a lot of people remember. And then they had a Typhoid from Daredevil. They just have a lot of characters from different universes.
That's cool. Well, because Deadpool can just do what he wants. He can kill whoever he wants, you know?
Yeah, there's a huge... Their 97th annual comic was with fucking Daredevil. That one was tight.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I want to start getting into Punisher, like old Punisher, because I heard... Because I know that the old stuff is really good. My brother had a few Punisher comics back in the day, and then like a few of the Crow comics.
Yeah.
And those were pretty dope. So I want to try to find those again.
Her Punisher was good. I know the movies were shit, but...
Yeah, like the new Punishers I heard were kind of shit too. But like, there's like a lot of good old Punishers. I'm rereading Watchmen. I like that graphic novel so much, dude.
Yeah, it was good. It's good.
What else am I doing? I'm, playing some Call of Duty Ghost. That's pretty dope.
I seen a fucking new like replacement for zombies. It's so shitty.
It's pretty dope. It's pretty fun. Shitty. It's no zombies.
The aliens just look just fucking just scrub. Like, they're just scrub AI.
Yeah, dude, the aliens are kind of whack.
They're it's not like, even like they don't even pose a challenge. Pretty
much. Yeah, it's like zombies is like a whole different entity, dude.
Yeah,
but. I think Call of Duty as a whole, it's pretty Call of Duty. Like,
yeah,
if like you want to play Call of Duty, it's very Call of Duty.
It's very fucking Call of Duty. I've been reading Invisible Monsters.
That's a good book.
It's really
Chuck
good.
Chuck Palahniuk.
It's good. I've been reading the manga, Neon Genesis Evangelion. That show's just show's amazing.
Well, yeah, in case you're looking for a good book to read, look up Chuck Palahniuk. Any
just pick
book,
one.
Well, any book before Pygmy is gonna be pretty good. Yeah. Pygmy's kind of whatever. Snuff is kind of whatever.
Just read Haunted.
Read Haunted. Definitely, if you want something good to read, and you're not grossed out easily, or if you are grossed out easily,
just read Haunted.
Just look up Chuck Palahniuk's Haunted. It's probably one of the best reads you can find.
Yeah, I remember I read that shit and I was just, oh shit.
Because, like, there's so many different things going on in the book.
It's just these writers and all these stories they wrote.
Yeah, and we don't want to give away too much, but it's just so, like...
Wild.
There's, like, a bigger story to grasp onto, but then there's, like, all these little stories to take you in all these different worlds. It's just so good. It's just, like, it shows the writing talent of Chuck Palahniuk, because all the stories are written in different kind of styles, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all so good.
Yeah, Invisible Monsters is good.
Yeah, that's on the weirder side. It's like the scale of
yeah.
like Chuck.
Like Chuck
Palahniuk goes
everywhere.
From gritty, violent, all the way to crazy weird. And Invisible Monsters is more towards the weird side with some crazy violence mixed in.
Yeah, it's weird because he that whole book he's just jumping around a lot. Because the beginning of it he just says how it's not gonna be a normal book, it's gonna be like a fashion magazine. That book's really good.
Rant is really good.
Rant's really good, even though I never finished it. There's a lot of his books I started and I never got to finish, just because I never got a chance to because I was a kid.
Well, yeah, let's just do a Chuck Palahniuk recap real quick.
Fight Club, which I've never read, but...
Fight Club, the book's really good.
I've never read it, but the movie's great.
Yeah. What's the one where the terrorist is on a plane?
Oh, Survivor.
Survivor's
good. Really good.
Choke's a good book. The movie's kind of...
Yeah, Choke's really good. I have it over there. I'm going to read that after I finish Invisible Monsters. But yeah. The movie's kind of whack.
It's okay, like Sam Rockwell.
I never watched the whole thing. I like Sam Rockwell.
The movie is good for what it is because it's the adaptation of Choke. But you don't realize how weird Choke is until you see the movie, and you're like, because the movie is pretty much like a direct adaptation. You know, they change like a few things, and honestly, like the things they change in the movie kind of make it better, the story better. But then you just realize like how good the writing is, and like when it's put into a movie, it just kind of takes away like the magic of the writing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Then his newer shit. It was Pygmy.
Pygmy is kind of weird.
I didn't read that. I just know Alex hated it. My sister Alex, because she didn't like how it was, how the main character talked.
Yeah.
He talked like in third person. What was the third person?
Yeah.
He talked in third person. Name and then whatever. Just Toru, something.
Yeah.
And then it was tell all.
I didn't read that.
I read a couple of pages. And it's because it's just all my problem, because I like his writing style.
Yeah.
The style of his writing I can identify more than any other author.
Because it's really straightforward and simple, but it also, like, he uses simple words and simple sentences to make, like, such an elaborate, like, complex picture. Like instead of, like, trying to use the biggest, craziest word, like, oh, I would have 10 minutes trying to pronounce this. Like, it's a super easy read, but then... It creates this big, heat, like, complex picture that's, like, you gotta be a little bit more advanced to, like, grasp the whole thing, you know?
I like his style of writing, and,
Yeah,
I
his like, language is so
yeah, good. Every time I read the book, it just gives me, like, this weird feeling. Like, when you read it, you just get this kind of feeling about it. So every time you read one of the books, mm-hmm. just you get this feeling. Like, you become the character.
And it's like he uses such a good detail and everything that it's so easy to picture everything. Like,
he's super like detailed.
This is what he wants to show you right now, and you can close your eyes and see it. You know,
he's super detailed, but he's not overly detailed.
Like he's super detailed, but when he wants to be vague, he can be detailed about how vague he's being. Like it's just weird. Like he can be super detailed about like this whole page, but then at the end of the page. You still have no idea what's going on in the room until he wants to show you what's going on in the room, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Chuck Palahniuk, he's just a good writer. So just check out any of his books. I think definitely check out Haunted and Rant.
And his newer, out of his newer books, Damn is really good. I read Damn, it was good. He put out Doom. Yeah. It just came out 2 months ago.
But read Damn first, because it's a trilogy.
Yeah, it's the first trilogy, which is cool.
Yeah. Because it was Damn and Doom, and then everyone was going to come out in like a year.
I don't know what that was about. You guys know how you said it was how you guys thought it would be like hell and then purgatory and then heaven?
Yeah.
It's not that. It takes place right after the first book. Because they were on Halloween. You know how the whole thing is the spirits get to roam the streets on Halloween?
Yeah.
But the twist is with hell, you have to dress up the way you died. So however you died, you have to dress up. But Maddie just said, like, that's stupid. I'm not gonna dress up the way I died. But then she just had to, so she just put a condom thing around her neck, and then she just went out. And the book ends, and she's gonna go back. She has to get back to hell, because if you don't get back to hell within the 12-hour, before 12 a.m., you get stuck on Earth until the next Halloween.
Yeah.
And you have to roam the streets as a ghost.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then the second book takes place after that, so she didn't make it, so she has to roam the earth
as a ghost
for Halloween, and it's just her like following her parents mm-hmm. around, seeing what the hell their life's like.
Well, like I think it was Chuck that said in an interview that it's basically his version of the Odyssey.
Yeah.
And the Odyssey is.
Isn't that a Greek epic or?
Yeah, it has like. Not the Odyssey, is it not? Yeah, it has like Dante's Inferno, which is hell, and then there's a purgatory, and there's a heaven one, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe that is like purgatory.
Yeah.
Because before she leaves hell, it says, oh, we messed up, so you get to go to heaven.
Oh yeah, so maybe she has to. Maybe she's stuck on Earth for a year, and the next one's heaven. You know?
Yeah, this is the purgatory, and then the next one she's in heaven. I want to see his depiction of heaven.
Oh yeah,
because his depiction of hell is weird.
I bet you anything is gonna be very like, just snotty and just like,
yeah.
So like, oh, we're better than you and stuff, because that's how Chuck sees it. Like, so I guarantee it's gonna be like that, and then she's gonna be like, I don't want to be here, you know? Because yeah. It's probably gonna be like. A lot like her home life, because remember her home life, because her parents are rich.
Yeah, they're all kind of snobby and shit.
So it's probably going to be a lot like that, so she's like, I don't want to be here. Like, she'd rather be in hell, like, with the...
The punks.
With all her friends.
All the hesh life. But I like, fucking, what was I about to say? I like the depiction of heaven and Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Oh, yeah.
Shit was so funny. Everyone's just, like just stupid. And God's just super, just asleep on this giant chair. He's all just, and Johnny just blowing up heads. Gets sent back to.
Yeah, that's such a weird.
That book was. The comic was good. It was just really weird because it was Johan Vasquez who did Invader Zim.
Yeah.
And he does weird shit.
Again, if you like comics or anything like that, look up Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. And it's a graphic novel.
If you like Invader Zim, then you'll definitely like it.
Because, yeah, it's the artist from Invader Zim and writer.
Yeah.
And he wrote, it's basically just a murder.
Yeah.
It's just murder.
I like and how then, he just tortures that one, his neighbor. The kid who's his neighbor.
Yeah. It gets super crazy. So just read it. It's just like, it's a good fun read just to like plow through and just have fun with.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird book.
It's so good, though.
It's really good. I read that shit in about 2 days.
Yeah, it's a really easy read.
It's good as fuck. It's just...
Definitely. You see any movies lately, Eddie?
Movies?
Yeah.
Not really. I think I rewatched a thing yesterday. I rewatched The Master. Because I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah?
And The Master's tight as fuck.
Pretty good, yeah.
I like Joaquin Phoenix now than before. Because I feel... Even though he's just weirder now, I feel like he gets into character better than he used to.
Well, like, he was really good in a lot of his older stuff.
Yeah, he's good in his other movies. Like, Two Lovers was really good, his last movie before he quit. And then he was in
I forget what it's called, like, The Wings of a Butterfly or something. And it's, like, he's this guy that, he goes to, like, Thailand or something, and then he like buys some wheat and some hash from some people or whatever, and then the next thing he knows, like, the police come and they find the hash, and then they arrest him in the Philippines or Thailand or wherever he went. He had like enough on him to be considered trafficking.
Yeah.
So when they're there, like, the sentence is death, so he gets put to death. And then, like, Vince Vaughn's one of his friends. But Vince Vaughn does really good at it too. He's like, it's a dramatic role, and he's trying everything he can to get him off.
I think I've seen some of that.
But it ends up he doesn't do it.
Yeah,
it's based on a true story. But it's really good. Vince Vaughn's really good in it. Another movie that they're in together is Clay Pigeons, and Vince Vaughn's a serial killer, and he's good in that too. And he's like framing Joaquin Phoenix.
Was it Joaquin in that movie called Revolutionary Road or whatever?
Yeah.
With Mark Ruffalo?
I think so.
And it's like Mark Ruffalo kills his kid. He runs him over on accident.
I think so. It sounds familiar.
I'm pretty sure he's in that. It's with Mark Ruffalo and some other bitch. I'm not good with actresses, but that movie's really good. That movie was really good. I remember there's this other movie where I think it was Leonardo DiCaprio was in it, and it's about another, like, this woman, he gets his wife pregnant and all this weird shit happens, and she gives herself an at-home abortion. She dies from it.
What movie is that?
I don't remember.
Who's in it? Joaquin Phoenix?
I'm pretty sure it was Leonardo.
And
yeah, it was Leonardo DiCaprio. It was kind of like this weird, it was kind of like this corrupt, you know how they depicted, like, the suburban life in, like, the 1950s or whatever?
Oh, you know, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, Revolution something.
Yeah.
Revolution Road.
Yeah, and then I think there was another one, I think, with a name kind of like that with Mark Ruffalo, where it's more it's a present day time, and he kills this kid, and the kid's Joaquin's kid, I think.
Oh, okay, I think I know what you're talking.
They're two different movies, but
yeah, they're definitely two way different movies. But Joaquin's good, dude.
I like him now, though. Yeah. Him now is fucking now.
You know who's good now?
He's small as fuck.
Yeah,
I was watching The Master, and there's one scene.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's way bigger than him in The Master.
Yeah, and there's like one scene where he's sitting next to that girl on the bench, and he's just like this small dude in this navy outfit. Uh-huh. I'm like, dude, Joaquin got small as shit.
He is really small. McConaughey's small too nowadays. Yeah. Like, he's in the Dallas Buyers Club, which I heard was really good. There's this one show coming out in January called True Detective, and it has Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. They play like cops.
Yeah.
And I think, and like Woody Harrelson looks like he's like the straight lace, like by the book detective, and Matthew McConaughey is like the justice is justice detective. You know. So I like the way it looks, the commercial. So I want to check that out. Cause like he's like, he's saying something about like, you know, there's. You know, you gotta have bad guys like me to put those bad guys away and stuff.
Yeah. Then, Joaquin's gonna be in a new movie called She, written and directed by Spike Jones.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen something like that.
Which I wanna see.
Spike Jones is good.
Yeah, he put out some shitty movies, but the majority of his movies were good.
Yeah.
I think he put out like one or two shitty things. But, dude.
Let's play the IMDb game with Spike Jones and see what we come up with.
Oh, the majority of his movies are really good. But he put out like this, I think, movie, like something to Saint Anna, which is a World War II army movie. Which it was kind of shitty, but then there were some things I liked about it.
Yeah.
But Joaquin's gonna be in She, and that's about a writer who kind of falls in love, and it's gonna be a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's see. Another movie coming out that looks pretty good is American Hustle.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It has like Christian Bale. And yeah, Jennifer, it's in like Lawrence,
the '70s.
Yeah, and Christian Bale's all fat in it. It looks good though.
He always fucking changes his weight like a motherfucker. He's just, oh, I'm super skinny and the mechanic.
But now I'm fat.
Look now, now I'm normal size. Now I'm super ripped and Batman. Now I'm super skinny.
I'm super ripped and Batman.
He's like, I'm super drunk. I'm a super looking junkie and the fighter.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's a really good actor.
Oh yeah, dude.
That one movie he's in where he gets captured during World War II, becomes a POW, and then he's living on a prisoner camp.
Yeah. What's that? That's called like Dawn.
Rescue Dawn. That movie was wild.
Another good movie he's in. Oh, it looks pretty good. It has Casey Affleck and Woody Harrelson in it. It's called Out of the Furnace. And like Casey Affleck.
Oh yeah, I heard. Yeah, he yeah, like we saw goes. I saw like posters in Hollywood.
Underground fighting. He's like an underground fighter for a minute.
Yeah.
But then he disappears. So Christian Bale has to find him.
Gotta find him. Where are they?
Where is he?
Swear to me. But Christian Bale's a good actor. I liked him in The Fighter. The Fighter was such a good movie.
Oh yeah, dude.
It was really good.
You know what I was watching the day though? Two Guns.
I never seen it. I didn't want him. It was fucking
but like,
Mark and Denzel.
Yeah, dude, like, it's funny because, like, every line in that movie from Mark Wahlberg is just, like, a one-liner. He's like, well, I'm really funny now. Look at me, I'm really funny. And look at me, I'm funny again. I'm saying something funny. And then I'm saying something funny again. It's like, seriously, everything he says is just, like, a joke or, like, the ending of a joke, you know?
Fucking, dude, 22nd Jump Street. The new the sequel.
Oh yeah, that's dumpster. Coming out.
It's being made. It's in production.
Dude, I can't wait.
I seen a fucking video. It's funny. It's a. Have you seen the video where it's about Volvo and the trucks and the stability, and it's fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme on the mirrors of these two giant trucks, and they spread apart, and he does this split, and he's just going. They do that shit, but it's just. Fucking, what's his name?
Channing Tatum
on these two lunch carts, and they're moving it, and he's doing the splits, and then it cuts, and it goes to him on the ground. It's like, ah, you motherfucker! You were supposed to go so fast! Yeah, 22nd Jump Street looks good. And he has long hair, and he's, like, what he's wearing, he looks so douchey, like, just a douchey college guy. He has, like, long hair, and then a kind of button-up red flannel. He's just all buff as shit. That's funny,
dude. I can't wait. That movie's gonna be dope.
21 Jump Street was really good.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's, like, such a funny movie. Like,
I remember when I seen that, fucking Mark and I were just looking at Dave Franco, and we're just, that looks like James Franco. Maybe he's his brother. And the whole movie, we just kept saying, that guy looks a lot like fucking James Franco. And then during the credits, like, he is James Franco's brother.
Yeah, dude, I remember, like, some stupid girl on Facebook trying to get in a fight with me. Like, she's like, oh, I can't wait to see James Franco in 21 Jump Street. I'm on, nah, that's Dave Franco, it's his brother. She'll know his brother is in This Is the End, with, and he plays himself, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, dumbass. Dave Franco is in 21 Jump Street. He's James Franco's little brother who's in This Is the End in 127 Hours in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And then there's like five more James Franco movies. And I said, look it up. And then she erased the comment.
Yeah. Dave Franco's weird, like James Franco. They're both kind of weird.
Yeah, I think Dave Franco's like the more normal one.
Yeah, but he kind of, the way he talks is weird.
He's like, yeah,
he's
I'm
like,
pretty cool.
He's like, yeah, dope.
The first time
I'm a rapper, man.
He was really good in The Scrubs, the ninth season.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I seen him in anything. And then he started coming out a lot of movies after that. But yeah, he was pretty good in that. Like,
I think his best role was 21 Jump Street, though. I really liked
him. He was good in Now You See Me.
Yeah. Wait, what was that? Was that
the Magician Magic movie?
I didn't watch that.
That was a pretty good movie.
I didn't watch it, but. You know, I don't give a fuck.
It has Mark Ruffalo in it. You like Mark Ruffalo?
I love Mark Ruffalo.
It has Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, I like him. Wasn't Jesse Eisenberg in
Jesse
it?
Jesse Eisenberg? Woody Harrelson? See?
I think it's just like a bunch of actors I like, but I just don't want to be disappointed.
It's a good movie. It's like, you know, like, it's like has this big old, like, twist. It has some good twists in it and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
But I like Dave Franco in 21 Jump Street. I think the best line of dialogue he has is when at the like towards the end when it's they're about to do the drug trade or whatever, and he said that guy says, "I don't like strangers." He's like, "Man, how you expect to make friends like that?" He's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He said, "I don't know, man. You know, I'm just being me."
Yeah.
That whole
shit. That's not the way to make friends or something.
Yeah. He says, "How you expect to make friends with an attitude like that?"
Yeah.
"What the fuck are you talking about?"
I was listening to this comedian.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Fuck, Ice Cube was the shit in that movie.
He's so funny, dude.
I know what you're thinking. An angry black cop. You know? Just a stereotype. Well, you know what? Embrace these stereotypes.
Yeah, dude. Ice Cube was good in it.
Yeah.
Ice-T, though.
Ice-T.
I was watching Special Victims Unit while I'm over the other day. Ice-T is so funny.
I watched,
So, look at this sick bastard.
I watched, he has a lisp.
Yeah.
I watched I rewatched that movie, what was it called? It was about those two white guys who are in that place because they're looking for gold, and then Ice-T and his gang show up. It's with Ice Cube. It's called, fuck, what is it called?
Three Kings?
No, not Three Kings, because... That was really good. This one was good, but what the fuck was it called? It was
Ice Cube, was it?
It was like Breaking something. I think it was like...
So Ice Cube was it?
Ice Cube and Ice-T. Ice-T plays like this gang leader. Well, they're not really a gang leader, but there's like this gang. Yeah. And then Ice Cube's in it, and then these two white guys... Because these white guys were looking for gold in that same place, and they see them kill a guy, and they're like, oh, shit. And they start... Oh, it was with Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton's in it.
Yeah.
And they fucking... They get held up in this room, and they take Ice-T's little brother in there. And they're like, we're not going to give him back unless you let us go or some shit. I don't remember what the fuck it was called. Something with a B. Out. It was... But it was... I liked it. I liked that movie. I don't know if it was anyone else really liked it, but I liked it.
There's Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Not that.
let's see. What's he's in Batman Beyond for one episode.
Who, Ice-T?
Yeah.
Ice-T was in Gears 3.
Leprechaun in the Hood?
No.
The Heist?
No.
Point Doom? 3,000 Miles of Graceland?
No.
Gangland, Ablaze, Stranded, On the Edge, Crime Partners.
It was older.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah, it was older than San Andreas.
What? So I missed Ticker?
No.
Air Raid?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't in 2000s. It was late 90s, somewhere in the 90s.
Judgment Day?
No.
Final Voyage?
No.
Urban Menace?
No.
Crazy Six?
No.
Below Utopia?
Nah. What the fuck was it?
Johnny Mnemonic?
Nah.
Trespass?
Yeah, that's it. Trespass. That's
the Trespass?
Movie. Yeah, Trespass.
Who's in Trespass?
With Bill Paxton.
Ice-T, other white guy. Sadler, Ice Cube, you're right.
Yeah, it was tight.
Shoot, you know who I was watching? When I was watching American History X, that movie's intense,
that movie's
good. Dude.
When
they
really
break
good.
Into that... when they go into that store and start trashing,
they just start beating up everything. I don't even understand white supremacists. It's so confusing.
Like, this is our town. This is our place and stuff. And they're just gonna destroy everything.
I like how Edward Norton changes.
Yeah, he's so good in it, dude. Like
Edward Norton's such a good actor.
The most it seems like the most bone tingling thing, like spine chilling.
Yeah.
It's like the part when Edward Norton just curb stomps that dude and then he turns around and just like has a little smirk on his face.
Say goodnight.
And then he's just like, that's so, cause he just plays that part so good, dude. Like, that's crazy. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but Nightwing's gonna be in the new Superman movie.
With Batman?
Yeah, I guess they're gonna have, like, him and Batman are gonna have a strained relationship and blah blah blah.
Yeah, like, what's up? I just wanna see a scene where they're sitting down, like, what's up?
So. They're just both fully. They're just like both fully dressed in their costumes, and they're just like looking at each other for a minute, and they're like, "What's up?"
I just want to hear, how about them apples?
Yeah. And then like Batman's gonna be like, he's gonna look over there and says, "What you been up to?" And Nightwing's gonna be like, "Fighting crime."
That's cool. I've been watching The Deer Hunter. And yeah. I just finished watching Good Will Hunting. It's a pretty good movie. You should watch it.
I'll get on that.
I also watched The Town. The movie is really good too. You should watch The Town.
You know, this is pretty good.
He's like, oh, I watched Dogma too. The movie was pretty good.
So you know what movie sucks though? Daredevil.
Yeah, I watched Daredevil. I have no idea how that was made. Is Daredevil even a real person? Probably.
And then Batman to look at him and say, what the fuck did you do before you got that?
I don't know. I think they're just trying to make fun of me with Daredevil, really. I really just think they're trying to make fun of me with Daredevil.
I think so, too.
Fucking Batman just shitting on all the Marvel superheroes.
Well, that's... it's been 52 minutes of beautiful...
Hey, I wanted to talk about something.
What you want
to
talk about?
I wanted to talk about the Survivor 2299. Have you heard about this?
No, what is it?
Have you fucking heard about this? The biggest fucking, the biggest hype machine in the world?
What is it?
Alright, this site got found about, I think, a month ago or so, or a couple weeks ago, something along the lines of that. And it's called, this website was called the Survivor 2299, and it has a countdown, and it had Morse code in it every so often. It has a Morse code, you know,
yeah.
A code in Morse, and then they fuck it, and it says a time, and it's counting down, it says nuclear winter is coming, and everyone knows nuclear winter was one of the main things that was said in fucking, there's nuclear winter is just a Fallout thing, and it has, right under the countdown and where it says nuclear winter, is the Fallout Vault logo, you know, you know how it's like the circle and the little arrows coming out of it? It shows that, and it counted down to today, and it ended today. It ended at like 11 or 1 o'clock today, and I was there for 5 minutes before it counted down to the end, and it counts down, it says nuclear winter is coming, and the time goes to zero, and it just dashes, you're like, the fuck, and I refreshed it, and I got an error 500, and I went to Twitter, And this dude I follow, he was doing the same thing. He's like, what the fuck? No. Set up another timer, and he posted this picture of a screenshot, and it's another message, and then it has another countdown on it for, like, it said 24 hours.
Yeah.
24 hours, so it's probably going to be some time today, because it's a one.
Yeah.
Some shit.
What's the message?
It's a code. It's a weird. It looks weird as fuck. It's like CVR space, and then Reddit, the subreddit for Fallout, are on top of it, and they figured it out already. They figured it out, and it says and throughout this whole thing, they figured out the Morse code, and the Morse code was saying shit about Boston, because there was always rumors about Fallout, the next Fallout, and it was probably going to take place in Boston or, like, New England around there. And it's going to be about the Commonwealth, which is a secret society that's in the subways. We were kind of talking about in Fallout 3 with them, side quest. That shit is the type of shit, because there's like secret shit in the source, and kind of like the source where it has all this shit that makes a website, like a text slash shit, and then there's like BOS, and they had all these secret codes in the code and the coding, and then people figured out, and it's gonna be Boston, the newest translation of the thing they had right after the first countdown finished. It said something like, Boston has gone, we're all alone. I'm trying to go for five more survivors out there. It's wild. It's hype though, because you're just right when that shit came out, I'm like, what is this? Because everyone I thought was returning on these ads, they just put up another fucking thing. I'm pretty sure the more so will change too.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing, because the thing is owned by ZeniMark and Bethesda, but where it's like sourced out, the servers are and shit, they're in Poland. And ZeniMark and Bethesda, when they usually make a site, they usually use their own, because there's ZeniMark and Bethesda, they have enough servers, you know. It's in Poland, and it's weird because they bought the URL from GoDaddy. It's weird as fuck, but
I'm probably trying to throw people off or something.
I don't know.
Maybe it's fake, dude.
I know that's what I was thinking about. This is fake. This is the crazy shit. I'm like balls deep in this shit, too. It's like when all this crazy shit happened back in the day with video games. It's like, remember when this happened? That was nuts.
Yeah.
I'm in that right now. I'm in this giant hype train with all these other Fallout nerds.
Well, there you go, guys. That's a little teaser. Maybe Fallout 4 is coming or something. It's gonna be dope.
I know. When it was counted down, like, some shit's about to go down. Shit's wild.
We'll have more info on that maybe next week.
Most likely.
But for now, we'll do some Twitter shout-outs to everybody that's been giving us love on Twitter, talking about the show, telling us how you like it. At number four. It's just at for the villain, and that's the number four.
Yeah.
He's been really hyping the show on his Twitter and on his other podcast. He really likes it. We've been texting back and forth and just like trying to get each other on the show and stuff.
Yeah, they're getting close. Getting closer.
Yeah.
Close bond.
Yeah, he sent me pictures of him. No.
He sent me a bunch of selfies.
He's been really hyping it, and he's just a really good guy. He's a cool dude, and hopefully we'll have him on the show one time. We'll talk comics with him and stuff. He's really knowledgeable in comics and everything, so he's a good guy. Check him out. That's at For the Villain, the number four. Mm-hmm. And with him on his show, it's his friend Adam. It's at Mem the Beaner on Twitter. That's at Mem the Beaner.
Yeah.
On Twitter. And check their show out, Comic Syndicate on iTunes. Or
I've seen that on Beyond Pod. I was going to listen to it, but I felt my playlist was already full.
Yeah, or just look them up on mem0021.podomatic.com. They got 18 episodes. They're pretty good. They just talk comics and movies and stuff. Cool dudes.
Yeah.
And then check out Stevie at Stevie5454. And at Carl_Hendrix. They're with the Nerd Nest. That's Nerd Nest Carl and Nerd Nest Steve. That's a little podcast. They're good guys. I've known Carl like my whole life, pretty much.
Yeah, isn't he related to Jared?
Yeah. So like we're really cousin. Close. Yeah, he's Jared's cousin. Jared's like one of my best friends. So then me and Carl are like, Carl's like one of my best friends, you know. And they're a really good podcast out of Ohio.
What are their aliases? Nerd what?
Nerdnest Steve and Nerdnest Carl. Because their podcast is called Nerdnest.
Yeah. Weren't they basement?
Yeah.
Monkeys.
Well, that's my next one. At From the Monkey Basement. That's
basement monkeys.
Were they basement monkeys or something?
That sounds like a racial slur. Weren't they like basement monkeys at one point?
Check out At From the Monkey Basement.
It's like that or a weird indie band.
they're a good podcast. They've been talking a lot more about comics lately, so that's pretty cool. I've been trying to like figure out what good comics to read.
Nerdnest Carl.
So look up Nerdnest on iTunes. Or on Podomatic, look up From the Monkey Basement on iTunes or Podomatic. Look us up on iTunes or Podomatic. It's Jake and Silent Ed Strike Back.
I just want to do a podcast shout out real quick, even though these guys are pretty big. Just want to shout out to the Comedy Button, which is really all I've been listening to. They only have like 101 episodes, and I've already listened to about 55.
Jeez, weesh.
It's nonstop. Just listen to them. It's the funniest shit I've ever heard. Because these guys you know how you guys talk about the nerds, like, oh, they really just riff off each other?
Yeah.
Imagine just a bunch of guys in one room just riffing off each other.
That's good.
It's so good.
I want to check it out.
I love it.
I'm working on a graphic novel, so hopefully,
It's called, not announced yet.
It's not announced yet, but I will give you a little spoiler. It's set in the Old West. You don't see a lot of those now, do you?
Never mind. It's called the Wild Wild West.
Yeah,
Will Smith.
And it's called After Earth
2.5.
Before Earth Ended, Wild Wild West.
It's called Will Smith and His Son.
It's called Wild Wild West 2.
It's called Pursuit After of Happiness.
West. It's called the prequel to Pursuit of Happiness.
It's called Pursuit of Happiness, The Anxious Years.
It's called I Whip My Hair Back and Forth.
It's called I'm Jaden Smith. It's called Pursuit of Happiness.
It's called The Karate Kid 2.
It's called Pursuit of Happiness, The Karate Kid Returns.
It's called Independence Day 3.
It's called What Happened to My Dad. It's called Why'd My Mom Leave.
It's called Men in Black 4, Not As Good as the Rest.
It's called, It's called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Comes Back with His Son. It's called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Ended Up Better Than His Dad.
Anyways, so yeah, check all those shows out. Check me out on Twitter at @amazing_Jake.
At amateur nord, AmateurNoord.
And badeet, badeet, badeet. That's all, folks.
Kind of weird. I gave this show about 2 out of 8.
Hey, you know what's kind of weird? Paul Walker.
Paul Walker's kind of weird. He's just kind of weird.
He's kind of weird. 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz is really weird. 2 Chainz.